Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Camden, New Jersey, the city spends more than $4 million a year cleaning up trash that's been illegally dumped, mostly by non-residents. A new citywide art and social justice project is taking this on in an unusual and creative way. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
Some illegal dumpers are so bold that they even specialize. So there's a place where mountains of old Christmas trees pile up. Other places have tons of kitchen and bathroom appliances or accumulate debris from construction. Camdenites have been fed up for a while. They see it as a combination of greed from the haulers who send their trash here and a form of urban insult.
People just come and throw their trash away in Camden, and they're just ready to throw away Camden altogether. And you don't have to. It's a great community. There's great people within it, you know?
Araji Johnson was born in Camden, and she is one of the art apprentices in the New View Arts Project. Her family is vested in the city's future.
My family's been in Camden now for 3 generations. It's kind of gone downhill since my grandmother originally bought her house out here, being one of the first black women to buy a house in Camden. And I just love that now the community is trying to rebuild itself and better itself.
Dealing with illegal dumping is at the core of New View, a million-dollar public arts project funded by Bloomberg Philanthropies. Its goal is to transform 6 places along the city's public transportation corridors into visually interesting spaces that involve resident participation. The larger goal is pride and economic development. These are not traditional public art installations. Where else would you find a large tower-like sculpture dedicated to placing boxes and boxes of earth populated by hundreds of mealworms who love the taste of styrofoam? For 3 months, the mealworms will crunch the non-biodegradable material into compostable mulch that can be used in gardens, and then the mealworms transformed into earth-friendly beetles. Mitchell Joachim, director of Terraform One, the collective organization that came up with the bioinformatic digester, speaks fondly of the mealworms.
Allowing for a creature that has no voice to be front and center, more important than any human. In this case, something as a humble little mealworm, and they do amazing work by getting rid of polystyrene. We don't need chemicals, we don't need landfills, we don't need guys with giant trucks dealing with our styrofoam. We can let these worms devour them naturally. And then they turn into beetles so that birds and other insects can eat them. And the things that they produce, frass, becomes garden material.
A few blocks from there, an old building displays portraits of 50 local residents in each window. Designed by Camden photographer and educator Eric James Montgomery, the artist asked each participant to complete the phrase, Camden is. Some said, Camden is legendary. Others, it's my home, and it's worthy. Few have as much enthusiasm for the presence of these artists and the community's support for this project than Chris Colouri, president and CEO of Cooper's Ferry, one of the nonprofits behind A New View.
The city has had amazing history. It has been a contributor to the region going back 100 years. And the people living here deserve the same respect for the environment they live in that everybody else does in the suburbs and other parts of the state. So for us, this is about reclaiming the land.
Remember that ugly pile of dead Christmas trees? They were hauled away to make space for the avian avatars, 2 22-foot-tall colorful birds. The sculptures are woven out of bamboo, colorful strings, and other recycled material, part of a New View project on display in Camden till October. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.
And now, in the Better Late Than Never category, when Howard Simon was in 8th grade in 1973, he checked Bob Dylan's self-portrait album out of the library in University Heights, Ohio, and he just returned it. Hey, it was a Dylan album.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone. without a dream in my heart.
Self-Portrait features this classic Blue Moon, written by Rodgers and Hart in 1934. Then there was Dylan's own Living the Blues, here performed live on the Johnny Cash Show.
Since you've been gone, I've been walking around with my head bowed down, my shoes. I've been living the blues every night without you.
Now, Howard Simon calculated that his 17,480-day late fee would be about $1,700. He offered a part of that. But Heights Library no longer charges late fees, which has led to lots of headline writers having a field day. Hey, don't think twice. It's all right. A Direction Home, not a Rolling Stone. Look out, kid. Don't matter what you did. Turns out that was true. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.
Privatize with your pen and keep your eyes wide. The chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who.